My question is, how many of each kind of animal went on the ark?
Well, it only divides the animals in two categories. It talks about the clean, and then it talks about the unclean. And the Bible says that the clean animals went by sevens. Now, some have wondered, does that mean that it was one bull and six cows? Was it one ram and six ewes? Or was it seven pairs? And there's been dispute over that. But it says the clean animals went by sevens, and the unclean animals went by twos. And then it tells later in the Bible what are the distinctions between the clean and the unclean. But they knew, of course, back in Noah's day what that was.
The reason for this is because, you know, when you first start Sunday school, you learn that they go on two by two.
Yep.
And I decided I was going to really read the Bible this time, and I got up to chapter 7, verse 2, and I couldn't believe it. It says, if you reach verse 2, it says, of every clean animal thou shalt take by sevens.
You know, that's a very common misunderstanding. They've got little songs and pictures and everything, and they're all two by two. But the Bible says that the clean animals were not only were they permitted to eat them, those were the animals that were to be used for sacrifice to the Lord. You remember after the flood, Noah offered a sacrifice of thanksgiving. If they were sacrificing animals that there were only two of, there'd be a lot of extinct species every time they offered sacrifice.
Right.
So in order that they could have them for sacrifice and then later they ate them, the clean animals were taken in greater abundance. Okay?
Uh-huh. The reason for the question is that it showed me how you can read over something time after time and not see it.
Yep, that's very true. Sometimes the obvious truth is glaring at us and we miss it because of our preconceived ideas.